Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. We're going to be doing Proverbs 25 today in the modern English translation, or version, I should say. I'm going to say a quick prayer for us, and then we'll dive right in. Father God, thank you for another day, for your continued blessings on us, and I do ask that you would bless this time together, that we can glean some manner of wisdom from you today that is meaningful for us, that we can have some blessings to give to the world around us by that. And we do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs Every Day. Proverbs Every Day. All right, Proverbs 25 from the modern English version. I'll get that right. 25 in and, you know, still struggling. Whatever. All right, here we go. These are more Proverbs of Solomon. So we took a break from Solomon for a while. We had some just general sayings of the wise. And so now we're back into some sayings that were attributed to Solomon. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. So something to catch there is that the men of Hezekiah of Judah copied. In other words, this is something that was in their studies. This is, that's a significant thing to say. It's like, it's not just a matter of, why am I not able to highlight here? There we go. So to say that they copied is basically to say that, yeah, they scribed it down because it was important. And so also important for us to know. As I take care of some admin here. Sorry about that. All right, let's go on. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. The honor of kings is to search out a matter. We've seen, and some of these will repeat. They'll be sayings that we've seen before, but these are, I guess you could say this is kind of like a commentary within this. These are the ones that they felt were really important to get down. And so they're repeating this among themselves. As the heaven for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, there will come forth a vessel for the refiner. And take away the wicked before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. So dross is that impurities from the silver. So when we say we're taking away the wicked from before the king, we're saying if you are in a position of leadership, that you need to make sure that the people around you are people of substance and purity, because otherwise there'll be, you know, bad things happening. So it's necessary to remove those people from a leader's presence. I was going to make a presidential joke, but I'm going to, maybe that's not such a laughing matter at this point. So let it go. All right. Do not exalt yourself in the presence of a king. Do not stand in the place of great men. For it is better that you be said to you, come up here, than you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. In other words, don't try and put yourself into a situation. It's better to be called upon. You know, it's like the whole like trying to force your way into influence. And I've dealt with this myself. You know, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's easy to fall into that temptation, that trap, You don't want to do that. Just let it happen naturally. Verse 8, do not go forth hastily to strive, lest you do not know what to do in the end, when your neighbor has put you to shame. Debate your cause with your neighbor himself. Do not disclose a secret to another, lest he who hears it put you to shame and your reputation be ruined. Gossips just don't. Yeah. 11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wife's reprover to an obedient ear. So this is saying how valuable it is to be sources of wisdom to each other, and that means speaking truth, even when you're not living the right things. And so that's what reproof is, right? So, yeah. I think most of these are things I could be highlighting, but I think you get it, right? As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so was the faithful messenger to those who sent him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. All right. 15. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Huh. I don't think we've seen it translated like that before. Verse 16, have you found honey? Eat only as much as sufficient for you, lest you be filled with it and vomit it. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be wary of you and so hate you. Interesting that it puts those together, isn't it? A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As he who takes away a garment in a cold weather and adds vinegar and soda, so is he who sings songs to a heavy heart. In other words, you know, just singing songs and trying to cheer somebody up is not really what they need. They don't need to be cheered up. They need to be unburdened. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord will reward you. And that's always a very confusing verse to think about. Doing a good thing out of basically spite. But when you really boil this down, it's not that. It's more of God saying, you know what, you need to just treat people the same as you would anybody else, and I'll take care of the rest. But it's also that heaping coals of fire on his head means that they'll feel that much more like the jerk. And so it's kind of like, it's pretty easy to get the motivations twisted, but the actions are the same, right? That's our character that matters in it, though. That, you know, if we're doing it to see the justice or what, like I was saying before about not justice necessarily, but satisfaction. If that's our attitude, then that's going to be just as bad. So it is, I think that's important to realize that it's, you know, yeah, you're hopefully correcting their behavior. Hopefully you're, you know, not trying to like end them. you're trying to reform them. And so having that kind of attitude is a dramatically different thing than saying, oh, you know what? This person's against me. Therefore, I'm against them, and I'm going to put God on my side and not on theirs. And, you know, have the right attitude. Verse 23, the north wind brings rain and a backbiting tongue and angry countenance.
Come on, man.
Man, get all yawny. I mean, it's like, I'm not yawning before I like open my mouth, and now all of a sudden I'm like, crying out loud. Ah, yes. Verse 24, it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search in their own glory is not glory. He who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without walls. He has no rule over his own spirit. It's almost like saying that if you're not disciplined, then it's like, so a city is broken down without walls. And so it's just like, there's no protection. And so if you don't rule over your own spirit, then nothing's going to protect you. So if you're not diligent, if you're not purposeful, if you don't have that sense of we become what we tolerate. So if you don't have that sense of it, then yeah, I can definitely see that about being a risk there. All right, y'all. Well, I'll tell you what, I am going to be recording another one of these. And so I've given my energy level. I'm just going to go right into that for myself and let you go. And I will see you looking just like this again tomorrow. I just for the record, I don't record on Sundays. It's kind of like a do the work in advance kind of thing. So you don't have to be I don't have to have yet another thing on Sundays, but I do encourage you, if you don't have a church home, that if you go to generationstn.com, that's our church and live stream. And this is going to be a fun Sunday. Usually I play bass in our band, but this Sunday our acoustic guitarist is out. And so I'm moving over to that, which is interesting because I have not actually played in like something like 7 years. So it's going to be an interesting day. So maybe say a quick prayer for me as you're watching this. And then at 10 a.m. Central, you can watch me. And hopefully everything's going to be great. I'm doing my part of preparedness. And we'll just let God handle the rest. it's going to be a joyful noise. Let's put it that way. Awesome. And guys, don't forget the survey. There's a link in the description. I will try and remember. I think I remember seeing that most people are viewing this either on a TV or a tablet. So I will try and get a QR code up either today or tomorrow or whatever day. But I really would like to hear from you. And just give me some perspective on which one's been your favorite so far, what kind of things have mattered, and that sort of thing. So I appreciate you. Be blessed by the best. Be a blessing to all the rest. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise. Chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, that preparedness lies. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise.
the right way. To make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. You'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise. It's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't nag, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice. Show to learn a spark of truth and never return. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. You realize, guided by wisdom, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise.